This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush says today is the moment of truth when the United Nations must decide whether to use force to disarm Iraq.
Many nations have voiced a commitment to peace and security, and now they must demonstrate that commitment to peace and security in the only effective way, by supporting the immediate and unconditional disarmament of Saddam Hussein.
President Bush made the comments yesterday in the Azores Islands following a meeting with the leaders of Britain, Spain, and Portugal. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne was there. Don, the president made it sound like today's the last day the United Nations can go along with the United States, Britain, Spain, and Portugal, or they'll go it alone against Iraq.
That is exactly the message they were sending. These four leaders flew all the way to a military base in the middle of the Atlantic to discuss what they call the last diplomatic options available to them. But clearly what they all concluded in what was just a short, a one-hour meeting prior to stepping before the news media gathered in the Azores yesterday, that there's really now no room for compromise. They feel they've made their case that further delay would solve nothing. It would just lead to more delay, was how Tony Blair put it. And that it's time for the UN to decide what it's going to do. So, again, it was an ultimatum to go along with the position that Iraq has not disarmed, that Saddam Hussein has no plans to do so, that there's no time for Iraq to do that, and that it's time to use military force.
Has the United States given up on the Security Council?
No one in the administration expresses any confidence that this one final day of discussion and debate today will all of a sudden produce the kind of support for a war that's been lacking among the majority of the Security Council members so far. Again, the president talked yesterday about how it's important for this organization's credibility to enforce its resolutions, and that it is time to enforce Resolution 1441. The other thing he did yesterday was try to put this in historical perspective. It's something we've been hearing administration officials do over the past couple of weeks. He pointed to the war in Kosovo. He pointed to Rwanda and described each as places where the UN did not support intervention. He said those were cases where the UN didn't do its job. So he's clearly trying to make the point that if the UN doesn't go along with this, it's another place where it hasn't stepped up to do what it should be doing.
Well, he singled out France.
Exactly. A week and a half ago, you may recall, in that East Room press conference, the president said there would absolutely be a vote called on this new UN resolution. He said it's time for everybody to take a stand. Well, yesterday in the Azores, he was critical of the French. He said after that request, he said the French showed their cards. And they said that they were going to veto anything that, as the president put it, held Saddam to account. So he was very dismissive and clearly angry still yesterday at the position the French have taken.
So will the U.S. withdraw its resolution before the Security Council, or will there be a vote?
Good question. It's not entirely clear. The sense yesterday was that there will not be a vote if it doesn't look like there would be majority support, that there's no reason to put the UN through that act of voting when it is a foregone conclusion. But a vote is a possibility today, or it could be withdrawn from the table, or another proposal could come up that could be voted on.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.